This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Pink April 17th at the SAP Center in San Jose. Jane has another pair coming up at 4:05. All right now, Hooman will get you all set up. 800-400-3697.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
800-400-3697. I talked right over that. Sorry.
It's fine.
I didn't finish it that time either.
No. 800-400-3697
yep.
Is our number.
That is our number. You want now, those tickets? You want to flirt with Jane? She has her own number.
Hello, Jane.
Jane, you're playing a game. Oh. Well, this is my favorite version.
Pretty sure the song was actually playing at the time.
Yeah, that's one of the problems.
Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sure. It did sound great. That is one thing I always forget as I'm singing along with every freaking song we play. I'm like, oh, that's going to sound great on the internet.
Sure it does.
We take all that third-party audio out of it. Yay. I'm going to do a thing with Hooman in a second. Hooman,
talking.
I just don't want you to rush through the listener. I want the winner to, you know, get the best
full,
you.
All right. Yeah. Give me like 45 seconds.
Take your
no
time.
No problem. Back to Jane. Oh. Were we talking about Jane
still?
Well,
we were done. If you want to.
I didn't mean play the song again. Just going to say she's, you know, a great, oh boy, afternoon show host here on Alice.
So, Brian King Joseph.
Yes.
He's a very good friend of our. In fact, they have worked together. They've spun records and DJed and fiddled like
madmen. They're friends. They're actually friends.
Yes. Vaughn, who runs our cameras every morning. Mm-hmm. They're good friends. And so he came to light for us when he was on America's Got Talent. He came very close to winning. And he is actually, if you're looking for a Christmas service to go to, like a, you know, spiritual, you know,
oh, like
kind of
a churchy thing.
Christly, churchy thing.
Oh.
This is in Roseville. So it's not super local. Roseville's out just past Sacramento from here.
Yeah, that's far.
Yeah.
That's really far.
Well, yeah, I don't know. If you're heading up to Tahoe or something, swing by.
A couple hours.
There's a couple different places. You know, Yuzi, where is this website that people can go and check this all out? Because there are tons of times. Like, if you're looking for a Christmas service, Friday the 21st, Sunday the 23rd, Monday the 24th, multiple times each day.
You know what? What we'll do is put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'll have Vaughn do it because Vaughn handed me that info.
Okay.
And it's basically Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It's basically free.
Oh,
so
if, nice.
Yeah, you go. I mean, you know, you're seeing this guy. I think you can reserve seats for $5.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's like a donation to the church. But for the most part, it's, you know.
Donations are encouraged.
They are encouraged, Vinny.
Well, I hope he makes his way up here. Keep trying to get him here.
I know. It's exciting. Yeah. So anyway, there are bunch of different ways you can go and see this Brian King Joseph, and it looks like if you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, we'll have the information
Vaughn
up there for
up.
You.
Yeah.
Right, we'll have a little link or something. The SAG Awards are out. They're all acting categories because it's those, you know, members of SAG and AFTRA getting rewarded for stuff. Lady Gaga got a bunch of them. Bradley Cooper got a bunch. Looks like The Favorite and Black Klansman. Also got a lot of nominations on the small screen. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Ozark topped
your show.
Yeah,
Ozark's so good, and the Maisel, the missus is still watching it. It was on yesterday.
It just started like a couple weeks ago. Are you watching it?
Well, you mean it just the new season started?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because no, I'm not, but she is.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I liked it. I just don't have. There's only so many shows.
Yeah. I hear you.
I really have minimal TV time.
So there's a full list of these, and you know, you if you really want to hear all the supporting actors and ensembles and all that stuff, you can go and find it.
The part I walked in on, which I think is a feeling you and I have had, and probably. Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I know you and I have had it. She's performing, And her dad's in the audience, and they don't know she's a comedian.
Oh.
And so she's doing all this material that's blue and about mm-hmm. about her parents.
Uh-oh. Are they horrified?
So the scene is, and this is, I just stood there watching it, like, sort of locked on it, going, oh, my God, this is the experience. We've all done radio, where you and I have done radio shows where we're like, crunch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We just found out someone.
Someone was listening.
Right.
Well, of yeah. course, that's the day we decided to take them down.
Right. Her dad shows up backstage and goes, I'm driving you home. And she, almost like a kid.
Like yeah. a child, like, yeah.
Okay. What does she say?
She gets in the car.
Oh!
Next scene is her in the back seat being driven home by her dad.
Is he yelling at her the whole time?
No! There was no sound at all.
Mm.
It was very cute. It was
silence.
It was very neat. And
did
she
know that he was in the audience?
I'm not sure. Mm. And I don't know all of this, but it was interesting, and I will go back for
I'm
sure.
I'm driving you home.
Yikes.
Home is where you need to go right now.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, she was spilling beans about her mom and her dad.
Mm-hmm. Was she funny?
She was funny. Mm. And she was killing the crowd on the show. So
right.
it was good for her.
And literally killing her mother and father.
Yes.
All right, Hooman. Listen, you guys. Right now, we're about to jump into a very well-crafted segment of the Sarah and Vinny show. This is probably going to be the third most important moment of the week.
That's right.
Yesterday's
all right, everyone. Before we get
Sandy won the week, though. With,
she did,
with her,
right?
We were talking
Chinese.
About her last night at the movie, actually.
Yeah, she did her... It was the 99 people don't believe in you and just one does. She did that. Okay.
I think this is Sandy's number. There was two people that gave us some Chinese translation.
Oh.
408, if this is you, Sandy, she goes, I feel like, and this just happened, I feel like I deserve a pair of tickets for giving you Lady Gaga in Chinese yesterday.
Oh, well, tickets to what?
Yeah.
yes, what I have a pair of tickets right now. They're free. They're for Brian King Johnson. Joseph.
In Roseville.
In Roseville on Christmas Eve. There you go, Sandy. Congratulations.
You need to make those deals before you give us the Chinese, right. Sandy.
And now here is Hooman with a segment that's going to blow our doors off. Go, Hooman.
Before I get to the segment, I just want to tell everyone, go to the Al973 Instagram. I posted a picture of me and Bryn from Spider-Man and Mortal Engines.
Yeah, who is the female guest reporter this week, Hooman?
Her name is Nina. She's like this amazing yoga teacher.
So she'll be coming in?
No. She's
what?
Just, we invite,
she was just your date.
She has kids, and we went and saw Spider-Man, so we invited her and her children. To join a Saturday morning.
Is she divorcee? You get, like,
as far as I
family?
Know, she's still married.
Oh,
she's a hot commodity. We tagged her in the pictures if you want to look at her Instagram, too. Her name is Nina.
All right,
everyone. Here are your top seven worst films of 2018, according to me.
These are the do not sees.
Yeah, and if you saw them, hopefully you agree with me. So coming in at number seven, it stars one of Yuzette's boyfriends. The first one did, actually. Pacific Rim. They went ahead and made a part two, Pacific Rim Uprising.
Oh.
This one does not star Yuzette's boyfriend, Jax. Instead, it stars Clint Eastwood's son, Scott, and it was stupid.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, so if you saw the first Pacific Rim, amazing. Second one, horrible.
Don't bother.
It got 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. Coming in at number six, Show Dogs. This was a live-action film about dogs who are also detectives who are also show dogs. And the whole time.
I like it so far.
The whole
Is it a cartoon?
No, it's live action.
Oh.
They animate the mouths so the dogs can talk.
I like that.
The whole time I'm watching, I'm like, oh, Will Arnett, what happened to your career?
What are you talking about? You just hate dogs.
No, I don't hate dogs.
Well,
that movie is terrible.
I don't know.
When I do my top.
Those puppies that came by that one time, you couldn't get far
pictures.
Enough away
Somebody
from them. You
pictures.
Were like, oh, God, dog.
Get him away from me.
Yeah, there was one climbed on your lap. You're like, I don't really like dogs.
That's not true.
I'm like, that's a puppy.
I know.
That's a, like a,
it got
a puppy.
17% on Rotten Tomatoes Show Dogs. Coming to number five, I thought was the fifth worst film of the year, Nutcracker, The Four Realms.
Oh, yeah, you hated that.
I love The Nutcracker. I'm actually taking my mom on Friday, but the film was terrible. I walked out after the first hour. I couldn't finish it.
What if it got better?
Yeah. It did. It got 34% on Rotten Tomato. It looked beautiful.
34%? That's pretty good. Bad.
Yeah, that's great.
Coming in at number four, the fourth worst film of the year, 50 Shades Freed. Thank God the stupid series is over. I think I read somebody wrote it should have gone straight to Lifetime. On Rotten Tomatoes, it got 11%.
Oh.
Number three, I think Jim Henson is probably so disappointed in his son for making this film. Why was Melissa McCartney in it? The Happy Time Murders. So stupid. Coming in at number two is a movie that me and Bryn and Sarah saw. I'm surprised we didn't talk about it till now. It's a film that stars Natalie Portman, and it's called Vox Lux.
It's horrible.
It is
not great.
So bad.
I watched it. He gave me the link to it. You know, he's like, "Oh, I got this Natalie Portman movie, and she's a rock star, and she, you know, blah blah blah." I'm like, "That sounds great. I'll watch that." I go home. I'm like, I tell my brother and my sister-in-law, my husband. We're like, "Wow, I got us a movie to watch. This is great." And we set it up. We cast it onto the TV. We're all excited. We start watching it. 1 minute in, we're like, "Oh my God, what are we watching?"
Well, in the beginning, it was really intense, and actually,
really
I thought
crazy.
I thought it could turn out to be a good movie.
That's
based
I know.
On the first 10 minutes, it was actually intriguing.
Like, and it was sort of like what happened. It's like about this girl. Listen, nobody see this movie, so I'm going to tell you what it's about.
Tell
it's
us the name of it again.
It's called Vox Lux.
V-O-X-L-U-X.
So it starts with her as a little girl. And she's about, I would say she's 13 or 14 years old. And there's a shooting at her school and she's in the room. Oh. Like, it's horror. In fact, she gets shot. So, but she lives. And she, at the memorial service, she has written a song with her sister to put her pain into words. And the song is, you know, it's fine. It's just a song. But there's all these TV cameras there. And the song goes totally viral. And she becomes like the voice of the, you know, the gun violence movement. And then now flash forward 30 years, 20 years, whatever. She's like kind of like a Lady Gaga even. Not that she's.
Or a Madonna.
Or like a Madonna,
or
right?
Or
Amy
Winehouse.
Like she's really famous. She's got a million hits. She's, you know, she's just. And then she is this horrible, horrible person. Horrible. Like,
and she has a daughter that was played by
her. Right.
That
portrayed her as a young girl.
So it was really confusing because it was. I was like,
what's that girl doing there?
What's so horrible? Does she not like puppies? What's so horrible about
her? She's just a spoiled, rotten, horrible woman.
So
and
she's bad to
there's
people.
There's no, you don't like anyone in the movie. It's awful. Start to finish. You think, oh, okay, well, maybe this is something. And then at the end, I actually wished that something horrible would happen.
Okay, hold
her.
On. You're telling me this movie, as you describe it, is only the second worst movie of the year?
Yeah.
Is that what you're about to tell me?
Oh, well, I don't know what he has for the
me,
first.
It is.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to guess what your number one worst movie of the year is.
Go ahead.
Did A Wrinkle in Time come out this year?
It did.
Is that your number one
it
worst movie?
It is my number one worst film of the year. By the way, Vox Lux got 67% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, maybe we just didn't get it.
Maybe.
Or maybe Rotten Tomatoes isn't the real guideline for what's good and bad.
Yeah.
Wrinkle in Time, based on the book, stars Oprah. Reese Witherspoon actually plays a fairy whose superpower is turning into a lettuce, piece of lettuce.
Oh.
I'm not joking. She turns into lettuce.
Hmm.
Anyway, it got 42%. It is hands down the worst film.
Lettuce is dangerous. I hear salmonella, E. coli.
That's true.
You're not even serving that romaine anymore.
Later. No,
it's trouble.
I know. Yeah.
All right,
Hooman,
great.
Thank
you guys. Thank you.
Great job.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm going to save that one thing till tomorrow. Yeah.
What one thing?
Sure.
What do you?
It's not that big a deal.
You could just zip through it if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I got this other thing I want to do too.
Oh,
and,
boy.
Okay. I'm just going to save it for tomorrow. Good. I want to spend some time with it.
We do it live.
Def Leppard.
Yes.
Hooman, Def Leppard.
You know I'm ready.
People want them in the Rock Hall. So they're one of the many nominees this year. They nominate a whole crop and just a few get in.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called the fan vote, and that counts as one vote, as in whoever wins.
All the fans
vote, and whoever wins the fan vote gets one vote in, and I, apparently there are 1,000 votes, you know, all these different people in the music industry. I think, wasn't Matt Nathanson telling us that he gets to vote in the Rock Hall now and all this? Listen, they guaranteed have 2 votes because you know he's voting for them to get in.
Right.
He loves them. So they were the runaway fan favorite. 547,000 fans said, we want Def Leppard. Stevie Nicks got 427,000 fan votes. Todd Rundgren got 365,000. The Zombies got about 329,000. And The Cure got 264,000. So those are the top 5 as far as the fans go. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're getting in, but it does count as one vote among the thousands of votes.
If it's me, of all the things you just named, The Cure is the band that gets in.
I love The Cure, and I tend to agree. So Def Leppard, they won the fan vote. It really doesn't mean much, except that, I don't know, there'll be a riot.
You know, after seeing Steve Miller sort of come off so hostile at the awards and sort of looking into it, it turns out he just doesn't like the whole selection process and the people who are putting
behind
the event together in general.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems there's a lot of discontent about feelings about how this works.
Right.
And I don't know, would it ruin it if they just started saying, you're in and you're in and you're in? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Wait for Def Leppard to go through 6 votes before they're finally elected?
Is this the first time they've been nominated?
I don't know. I'm just saying it doesn't, I don't really.
Yeah, I don't know. It does seem like if the fans want them. The other people who are up this year include Janet Jackson, Devo, Roxy Music, Rage Against the Machine, Radiohead.
Why keep any of them out is my point.
Right. Well, I think, you know, they want it to be exclusive and they want to do a show and some I'm sure there's money being made
right.
in this whole thing. So tomorrow morning, we're going to find out who the new crop
Rage
is.
Rage Against the Machine? Come on. They got to get in.
Right.
Get those guys in there.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
All right.
I mean, they'll probably be in at some point, right?
Yep.
And then every year, more people become eligible. I think you have to have had a song out for like 25 years is what the cutoff is. So Def Leppard's the fan favorite. Don't know if they'll make it in. They will if Matt Nathanson has anything to say about it.
While we're on rock, and I don't know if you were going to mention it, Guns N' Roses just did their last show of the 3-year Not In Your Lifetime tour.
So funny.
They just finished it in, I think, Hawaii. And so now the question is, are they going to make another record?
Right.
So?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
How should I know if they're making
another? Well, I'm asking.
Well, then the answer is yes.
All right.
Either that or he'll tour with, although I suppose Brian Johnson seems like he's back in the mix. I remember he was doing the AC/DC thing for a while.
Yeah.
I posted Steve Miller's speech from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh.
Well,
it kind of came off hostile.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's
don't
not a good
one. It's not a good feeling.
At all.
Kind of thing.
I liked what he had to say.
Really quickly, I just wanted to mention, I'm a big fan of Black Mirror, which is a show on Netflix.
It's
looks
dark,
like
right?
Very. It's all about, it's like a Twilight Zone, but it's, most of it is sort of technology-based, like futuristic technology or technology that we have that could go horribly awry. But it's, you know, sort of these weird stories about technology and how it's, you know, because that becomes that's the very first episode and that becomes this like YouTube sensation where everyone's watching to see if the prime minister is going to
I would save you.
Do a pig to save a princess.
And I would save you, too.
Thank you, Vinny. I'd save you as well.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know what her episode will be about it, but it looks like Miley Cyrus is going to do one.
Mm.
This is not confirmed by HBO, but her older sister, Brandy. Uh-huh. How many Cyrus kids are there?
I don't know. I thought she just had one.
I thought she had Noah and...
And the younger sister.
Whose name escapes me. Mm. But anyway, it looks like she was doing some podcast. And she said, yeah, Miley Cyrus is doing one of those episodes. So... I guess we'll find out. She's busy making music with Mark Ronson. Kind of throwbacky.
Oh, she has... Wait, is Noah a boy?
Yeah, I think Noah's a boy and she's got a little
Noah,
sister.
Noah, Trace, Christopher, Brandy, and Brazen.
Holy crap. No, I think Noah's a
Noah's
girl.
Noah's a girl. Noah's and the younger sister.
Right, and Trace is the...
A boy.
A boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids. I
Noah's
know.
The one
somebody.
That was going out with little...
Lil Zan?
Zan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And didn't we hear a song from Noah recently, too? Like, she wants to sing, too? Anyway, yeah, the Cyrus released, family on fire.
She released an EP called Good Cry. Here it is.
I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cute as well.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
What?
Okay, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a 9-year-old calls 911 on her parents.
Uh-oh.
Holiday weight gain and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We need spring interns, and we need them bad if you're going to be enrolled. Here's the key. You got to be enrolled in college. Thank you for the people who sent their resumes who just want to work here. We appreciate that. You know, you can talk to our HR department. They might be able to find something for you. But if you want to be an intern, you have to get school credit for it, which means you have to be in school.
You have to be in school, and there's a specific internship class that you go to your counselor or instructor to get signed up for.
That's right.
Yes.
And you have to be over 18. And you have to be willing to get your ass in here at 5 o'clock in the morning. There's a lot of you have to be's.
Well, that's a job.
It is a job. It is. We'll pay you. We do that now. Thank you, Intercom, for bringing back our internship program. So if you would like to be a part of the show and hang out and get some college credit, please send an email, a cover letter, and resume to uzette@radioalice.com. Uzette is spelled UZETTE. You can go to radioalice.com and probably find her name on there somewhere. See the correct spelling and make sure you spell everything right. She just throws it out if there's misspellings. It's just stickler for that.
You'll like her, though. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, you will learn a ton here. We have some great interns right now. I'm sorry to see them go, and we can't wait to start with our fresh new crop next spring.
She is tough, but she's also nice, and you'll enjoy her, and it's a very good learning experience.
That is for sure.
Thanks, Ben.
So join our crop for 2019. Oh,
and
more.
And another thing.
Uh-oh.
I believe she goes out of her way to help all of the interns who've done good work for us.
I do. I try.
She does. Yeah, she has long-standing relationships with these people.
She'll become an advocate for you if you do the few things that are asked of you.
And we have a lot of former interns working in the radio industry, not just here in the building, although there are a lot, but in the city and far beyond. This could be the start of a whole new thing for you.
Yay!
So send a resume today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pier 39. Visit Pier 39 until January 1st to experience their all-new tree lighting show nightly at the top of each hour from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, all right.
Pier 39. Here's what's happening. This story out of Southern California, all the way at the border. To be exact, authorities say more than 6 million gallons a day of raw sewage have been spilling into Mexico's Tijuana River.
Oh, my God.
And the waste is flowing into the ocean.
Oh, my God.
Which means, and this happens every year. I don't know. I mean, there's so much conversation.
Is it like an overflow from the rain?
Well, in this case, which is very normal. In this case, it looks like there's a ruptured collector pipe.
Oh, great.
So swimmers and surfers have been urged to stay out of the ocean. They usually put up orange signs and tape.
Yeah.
And then the surf gets good and guys go out anyway. And they get all kind of infections because that water is rank. 6 million untreated gallons of raw sewage
a day.
A day.
Oh, that is hideous. That is hideous.
And the waste is flowing right into the Southern California waters.
Yay. Ugh.
I wanted to mention this real quick. It's not really my story, and I don't want to radnitch you, but I did see. I have concerns about Aquaman. The movie. Look, it could be good. I like Jason Momoa.
Sure.
But I do think the cartoons where he's like sonaring the animals that can't join the fight on land and so they have to go to the water to get him involved somehow. That always seemed like...
Well, maybe there's a sub or a boat.
Ridiculous.
Or, you know.
Come on. But actor Jason Momoa says his Aquaman role, the one he's playing, was inspired by Tool and Metallica.
Really?
It's heavy
in what
metal.
Way?
I don't know.
Huh. Well, he's a very kind of heavy metal looking dude.
It's a metal Aquaman, everyone. I might like it.
Yeah. Tool, I think it's going to be great.
And Metallica are both my like on my list of favorite bands.
Do I need to see other movies to be okay with this movie? Like, you know how everyone's like now watching all the
Well,
Avengers
I'm doing that.
And, yeah, my brother and my husband are doing it too.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're almost done. What are you saying?
Is it like the Marvels?
Yeah, yeah.
But these are DC, right?
This is a DC?
This is DC.
This is, yeah.
So I don't have to, it's a standalone.
Well, it is, but the one you might want to see is the last Justice League. If you watch the last Justice League movie, it'll sort of prepare you for this one.
Was he in that?
Yeah, Jason Momoa was, yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's a terrible film, by the way.
Yeah, then I'm not going to watch it. I'll just watch Aquaman.
Did it make your worst seven films of the year that it happened?
It was last year. No. Yeah. It's just,
I liked your list, by the way.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, we got to talk about Vox a lot.
People really want you to start posting. I'll read the text when I get to it, but they want you to post every movie review you do so that they can keep, so that there's some kind of catalog they can refer to.
They're all posted.
Yeah, they're all posted.
They are? On RadioAlice.com.
Should we do them as a separate podcast so that people could go back
they
and
look at they're posted video. The video
form. Oh, video.
Oh,
wow.
Better.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
You can watch his facial expressions.
Like RadioAlice.com is full service and already has you covered, movie review fans.
You're all set.
Yeah, thanks, Vaughn.
So you're going to post the top seven worst movies?
Yeah, Vaughn can do that. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, bro.
He said yes.
Great.
A 9-year-old girl in Ontario, Canada, called 911 on Saturday because she was furious that her parents told her to clean her room.
And 911 was her answer.
The cops went to the house to clear things up, and they say it's a good reminder to talk to your kids about the right and wrong reasons to use 911.
Hmm. Kid can't even clean her room. You think she's going to get that concept?
I don't know.
Clean your damn room, kid. You live here for free. Kids.
I love the actually, I think it was a texter that wrote in, I didn't ask to be born. You had me. You got to pay for me. I think it was about college or something like that. But I thought,
oh my God.
Boy, that is just a look right into the millennial, isn't it? Bryn.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just kidding. I don't know what it's a look into.
That's
but
just a look into a spoiled brat's life.
Like a cop out beyond belief, right? I didn't want to be born.
Yeah, well, I don't like you, so off you go.
God. So you can't try. You're just going to lay there.
Right.
And wait to be served?
You know, we're going to die at some point. And then you're going to be on your own. We gave you the gift of life. We can take it away.
Yeah, I think that was a text we got in one
That's
time.
That's pretty funny.
It was just all, whoa.
People, come on. We're all on this boat together. And it's sinking, and it's surrounded by 6 million gallons a day of raw sewage.
Oh, God, we're poisoning this planet.
A guy went into a gas station in Lakeland, Florida a few weeks ago and grabbed a foot-long sandwich off the shelf, and then he shoved it right down his pants. He paid for a soda but walked out without paying for the sandwich.
Oh.
The cops have put up some surveillance stills of him on their Facebook to see if anyone can help track him down.
Well, just look for a big
and
package.
And you can tell. There's no question he's stealing
packing.
Stuff,
oh,
right?
Right. No one's got one that big, you know. It's a giveaway.
You've never?
No.
Not a foot?
No.
A foot?
No.
Nope.
What about that one that you couldn't?
Oh, is this the guy? Oh my God, that's so funny. It is just hanging down his leg.
What about that guy? He was in another country, but remember he had
Mexico.
A bandit.
Didn't
it was
that
a Mexico
turn out to be?
It was a fake.
Yeah, it was
a fraud.
Huh?
Yeah, it
like
was a
he
fraud.
Didn't want to work or something.
Yeah. Yep, it's total fraud.
But there's a guy in like Nebraska with 14.
Mm. Which guy's that?
I can't think of his
the
name.
Falcon guy.
Yeah, Kevin Falcon.
All right, that's all I remember.
Keith Falcon.
Remember that.
But he's sort of a nerdy-looking dude.
Look
but
him
it's,
up.
It's,
I was 14.
I
already looked. It's all great.
I was thinking
it's fine.
About
now
Mandingo.
Go to the next
like,
one.
What's Mandingo?
Were you thinking about Mandingo?
Yeah, he's
I was
pretty
like,
large.
How big is Mandingo,
would
you guys?
Would you say 14 inch where?
I don't know where, but just put in 14
inch
Falcon.
Yeah, it's John Falcon.
John Falcon.
That's it.
All right.
Anyway, if you know who that guy is.
Yeah. That's that guy is he has actually put it out there. I think I had the biggest one ever.
Oh no, I was talking about the sandwich guy. If you want to report him to your local authorities, who are you talking about now?
John
Mandingo?
Falcon. No,
oh,
John Falcon.
We're not on Mandingo. Okay,
we can be.
I don't know that guy's work. I've only ever heard of him because of Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman, is he particularly well endowed?
Yeah.
Like, what are we saying here? What are you thinking?
Oh, I don't know.
10, 12, 14, 16, what? 18.
I can look it up.
Yeah, hold please on. Do. I mean, that's, right. isn't that what we do on the show?
Are we researching right now?
Apparently.
Oh, this guy wanted to go out in a blaze of glory. A guy named Jason Rakakok.
Huh?
Quit his job at Walmart in Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada last week by getting on the store intercom and ranting against his bosses and the company.
Oh, boy.
He took a video of the whole thing. Mm. If you watch the video, his rant apparently is scripted and serious in the beginning, and then it just devolves into F-bombs.
Oh,
as he storms out, you can hear people cheering him in the background.
As in cheering that he's leaving or cheering at his rant?
I'm not sure why they're glad.
You should go into public speaking. John Rakakok?
Is that how you say his name?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Is that his name?
I thought it was, but hearing you say it makes it sound funny. There may be one of those Freudian slips happening. Anyway, the cops in St. Paul, Minnesota got a noise complaint last week. And when they went to the apartment, they found it was four guys playing Nintendo games, Super Smash Bros.
Oh.
So the noise complaint comes through, and it's just some boys having a nice evening of
yelling
video
at a video
games.
Game. Sure. Fun.
And the cops joined in and started playing the game with them.
Oh, how annoying for the neighbor.
One of the guys says their neighbors have called the cops on them before and, quote, this is the same noise level we've been having. And the cops confirmed a few times that they weren't even loud. So considering...
So the cops are not going to help the people
no.
who are complaining. They're just going to play. They're like, we would love to play. Oh, you have pizza? Oh, this is great. This is my kind of party. Let's get some donuts and we'll be all set. Isn't that what cops like?
I don't know.
Just throwing a stereotype in
they
there.
They just want donuts, do they?
Yeah.
Got it.
Cops, you can call in and confirm.
That you love donuts?
Video games and pizza.
Got it. Popular baby name list is coming out as you head into 2019. According to this Nameberry list.
Nameberry.
They say bold color names like Scarlet and Ruby. Oh. Are giving way to softer pastels like lilac and lavender. Also on the rise are muted color names like gray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gray is pretty.
Ivory.
Ivory.
Or fawn.
Fawn?
Fawn.
As in like a little baby deer?
Or maybe it's a color.
Well, it must be like the color of a baby deer. So it's like
a
brown with polka dots.
It says it's a light yellowish tan color.
I like it.
Yellowish tan. Mm-hmm. Fawn. All right.
A lot better than gray.
Gray is pretty. Very classic. Understated.
The letter
Here's
F
fawn.
Is on the rise. Oh, I like it.
Oh,
that's good.
Looks kinda like, it's like a buff.
Uh-huh. Buff. Right. They say the letter F is on the rise.
The letter F?
Mm-hmm. Been sitting quietly in the shadows for decades.
Do you mean for names?
Yeah, like the letter F.
Fiona?
Yeah, like Fiona
Frank?
Or Frank or
Francis.
The letter F.
Francine.
Farina.
Farina.
We have a listener named Farina.
Oh. I like the name.
Yeah, I like her. She's
I like
so
the letter
nice.
F.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to try. Well,
Flossie.
Flossie.
I was going to see if we could do just the middle initial F. And then she goes, why? And I'm like, I don't know. Don't you think, like...
Don't you think that's funny? F.
You think that's cool?
EVF happen. EDF hasn't. Can't even say it.
Right.
EDF. Oh, I get it! ED... No, I don't.
No, it's not it. I was just saying F, like, you know...
What did you get?
I was like, D-E-F.
No, there's no trick. I just... Anyway.
Just F.
Short names are due to climb the rankings. Ida... Gem, Koa, three letter names are on the rise. Rex, Rio, Lux, Liv.
Liv. It's pretty.
They're all big. Our kids ended up with four letters, and I kind of like it.
Yep.
That continuity. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Short.
Yeah. Edie. Edie's so cute. Is it IE, right?
Yes.
It's cute.
Yeah, I think so too. Let's see here. gender neutral picks that aren't strongly associated with either gender identity on the rise.
Like what?
I don't have a list of
table.
Likes. Table.
Chair.
Well, gender neutrals is like Riley's gender neutral, right? Mm-hmm. Like I know girls named Riley and boys named Riley, and I don't think either of them stand out as...
What other ones are there?
Kelly, right?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like. Yeah, I love the name Kelly for a boy.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Michael for a boy and a girl. Oh, I've seen James for a boy and a girl.
And Ryan, I've seen
Ryan.
For a boy and a
girl. I liked, another one. I really liked, on my list at the end there was Danny, D-A-N-I, for a
That's
girl.
That's cute. Mm-hmm.
I think Bryn is, too.
Oh, Bryn? Yeah, Bryn is, too.
And Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Cameron, sure. Yep.
Mrs. asked me, did they really name their kid Diamond? I go, no, actually, it's Cameron. But, it's the, you know, he had a fake name in place, and now he's kind of stuck with it.
Yeah. Diamond.
Just a reminder, like Dusty Rhodes.
Exactly right.
His sister.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, this is the one. Hey, morning family. How about putting on your amazing website, Hooman's Movie Reviews.
Oh, there it is.
They're there.
Yeah, they're there.
510. Don't
just
worry about it.
Type in Hooman's Reviewsies.
My friend saw Slash hiking on Oahu over the weekend.
Oh. Well, how lovely. What a nice life he has.
442 says, Romaine is back. Don't be so wrong, guys. Just kidding, OFOC. Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe Romaine's back, but Romaine was trouble there for a minute.
Yeah. I'm going to avoid it for a little while.
916 says, oh, you know what? At the Whole Foods, where I usually get a salad with the lunch I get. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. I was talking about lunch. You just made a fat joke at me, didn't you?
No, I'm just trying to participate in the noise.
She just mooed me.
No,
oh,
I'm
my God.
You're getting a salad, for
that
God's
hurts.
Sake.
That is painful.
I just want to be they part stopped, of the noise.
They took the romaine. You have all the buttons. What are you talking about?
I just...
You have the bank over there of all the stuff.
I just want to have the cow sound.
All right. Anyway, the romaine was gone from the salad bar. Mm. You had to go spinach.
Yeah.
For a while. Even the Grinch had a dog. So if you don't like dogs, you might need to do some soul searching, says 916.
Yeah, Hooman. Think about it.
510 says, who, man? What's wrong with you? The Nutcracker was awesome.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah. It's too bad. It looked good. The trailers looked really good.
Well, if you get a chance to watch it, let me know what you think.
Well, I'm going to take your word for it.
All right.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.